Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to Ramananda Roy, "Kindly explain the transcendental features of Krishna and Srimati Radharani. Also explain the truth of transcendental mellows and the transcendental form of love of Godhead. Krishnera Swarupa Kaha Radhara Swarupa Rasa Kon Tatra Prema Kon Tatra Rupa Kripa Kare E Tatva Kaha Ta Amare Toma Vina Keya Iha Nirupita Nare." Kindly explain all these truths to me, but for yourself, no one can ascertain them. Sri Ramananda Roy replied, "I do not know anything about this. I simply vibrate the sound you make me speak. I simply repeat like a parrot whatever instructions you have given me. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. Who can understand your dramatic performance? You inspire me within the heart and make me speak with the tongue. I do not know whether I am speaking well or badly." Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "I am a Mayavadi in the renounced order of life, and I do not even know what transcendental loving service to the Lord is. I simply float in the ocean of Mayavad philosophy. Due to the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, my mind became enlightened. Therefore, I asked him about the truths of transcendental loving service to Krishna. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya told me, 'I do not actually know about the topics of Krishna. Ami nahi jane Krishna katha. Sabe Ramananda jane teno nahi eta.' They are all known only to Ramananda Roy, but he is not present here." Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continued, "After hearing about your glories, I have come to your place, but you are offering me words of praise out of respect for a sannyasi, one in the renounced order of life." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explains that a mundane person, being enriched by mundane opulences, must always know that the transcendental opulences of the advanced devotees are far more important than the materialistic opulences of a person like himself. A materialistic person with material opulences should not be very proud or puffed up before a transcendental devotee. If one approaches a transcendental devotee on the strength of one's material heritage, opulence, education, and beauty, and does not offer respect to the advanced devotee of the Lord, the Vaishnava devotee may offer formal respects to such a materially puffed up person, but he may not deliver transcendental knowledge to him. Indeed, the devotee sees him as a non-brahmana or sudra. Such a puffed up person cannot understand the science of Krishna. A proud person is deceived in transcendental life and, despite having attained a human form, will again glide into hellish conditions. By his personal example, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explains how one should be submissive and humble before a Vaishnava, even though one may be situated on a high platform. Such is the teaching of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Acharya of the world, the Supreme Spiritual Master and Teacher. Then Mahaprabhu said, "Kiba vipra kiba nyasi sudra kene nai, ye Krishna tatva veta se guru hai." Whether one is a brahmana, a sannyasi, or a sudra, regardless of what he is, he can become a spiritual master if he knows the science of Krishna. We'll read from some of Prabhupada's purport here. This verse is very important to the Krishna consciousness movement. in his Amrita Pravaha Bhashya, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explains that one should not think that because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was born a Brahmana and was situated in the topmost spiritual order as a sannyasi, it was improper for him to receive instructions from Srila Ramananda Roy, who belonged to the Sudra caste. To clarify this matter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu informed Ramananda Roy that knowledge of Krishna consciousness is more important than caste. In the system of Vanashrama Dharma, there are various duties for the Brahmins, Kshatriyas, Vaishyas, and Sudras. Actually, the Brahmin is supposed to be the spiritual master of all other Varnas or classes, but as far as Krishna consciousness is concerned, everyone is capable of becoming a spiritual master because knowledge in Krishna consciousness is on the platform of the spirit soul. To spread Krishna consciousness, one need only be cognizant of the science of the spirit soul. It does not matter whether one is a Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Sannyasi, Grihastha, or whatever. If one simply understands this science, he can become a spiritual master. It is stated in the Hari Bhakti Vilas that one should not accept initiation from a person who is not in the Brahminical order if there is a fit person in the Brahminical order present. This instruction is meant for those who are overly dependent on the mundane social order and is suitable for those who want to remain in mundane life. If one understands the truth of Krishna consciousness and seriously desires to attain transcendental knowledge for the perfection of life, he can accept the spiritual master from any social status, provided the spiritual master is fully conversant with the science of Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur also states that although one is situated as a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmachari, Vanaprastha, Grihastha, or Sannyasi, if he is conversant in the science of Krishna, he can become a spiritual master as Vatma Pradakshana Guru, Diksha Guru, or Shiksha Guru. The spiritual master who first gives information about spiritual life is called the Vatma Pradakshana Guru. The spiritual master who initiates according to the regulations of the Shastras is called the Diksha Guru. And the spiritual master who gives instructions for elevation is called the Shiksha Guru. Factually, the qualifications of a spiritual master depend on his knowledge of the science of Krishna. It does not matter whether he is a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Sannyasi, or Sudra. This injunction given by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not at all against the injunctions of the Shastras. And then Srila Prabhupada's purport goes on about who can be a guru and who can't be a guru. Okay, we shall continue with Mahaprabhu's next words. Please do not try to cheat me, thinking of me as a learned sannyasi. Please satisfy my mind by just describing the truth of Radha and Krishna. Sri Ramananda Roy was a great devotee of the Lord and a lover of God. And although his mind could not be covered by Krishna's illusory energy, and although he could understand the mind of the Lord, which was very strong and intense, Ramananda's mind became a little agitated. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. The perfect devotee always acts according to the desires of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But a materialistic man is carried away by the waves of the material energy. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, Mayara vashe yatra beshe kacha ha madhubai. A person under the grip of the material energy is carried away by the waves of that illusory energy. In other words, a person in the material world is a servant of Maya. However, a person in the spiritual energy is a servant of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Ramananda Roy knew that nothing was unknown to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he nonetheless began to speak further on the subject because the Lord desired it. Rai kahi, ami nata tumi sutradara, ye mata nacho taichi chahi nati bada. Sri Ramananda Roy said, I am just a dancing puppet, and you pull the strings. Whichever way you make me dance, I will dance. My dear Lord, my tongue is just like a stringed instrument, and you are its player. Therefore, I simply vibrate whatever arises in your mind. Ramananda Roy then began to speak on Krishna Tattva. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he said. He is personally the original Godhead, the source of all incarnations, and the cause of all causes. There are innumerable Vaikuntha planets, as well as innumerable incarnations. In the material world, there are also innumerable universes, and Krishna is the supreme resting place for all of them. The transcendental body of Sri Krishna is eternal and full of bliss and knowledge. He is the son of Nanda Maharaj. He is full of all opulences and potencies, as well as all spiritual mellows. Sarva-rasa-purna. Krishna, who is known as Govinda, is the supreme controller. He has an eternal, blissful spiritual body. He is the origin of all. He has no other origin, for he is the prime cause of all causes. That verse is Ishvara Parama Krishna Satyananda Vigraha Anadir Adya Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam from Brahma Samhita 1.1. In the spiritual realm of Vrindavan, Ramananda Roy continued, Krishna is the spiritual, ever-fresh Cupid. He is worshipped by the chanting of the Kama Gayatri Mantra with the spiritual seed Klim. So Prabhupada's purport there is quite long, and we shall read some of it next time, which will be soon, Krishna willing. Hare Krishna, we'll end here. Hare Krishna.